Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, host of the Football History Dude podcast, right here on the Sports History Network. Now, before we jump into another sports history adventure, let me tell you about this episode's sponsor. We partnered with Rochester Sports Autographs, the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor in the United States, where you can get deals on over 30,000 autographed sports collectibles. They even have film, music, and other entertainment autographs on the site, so there's something for everyone. Perhaps you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, or maybe Father's Day. Heck, who needs a holiday as an excuse to give a piece of sports history to your loved ones? Or how about yourself? Today seems like a great day to add to your sports cave, right? But how is RSA able to offer such great deals on JSA authentication, you ask? Well, they do this by making deals directly with athletes, so there are no extra markups, and they choose to pass these savings on to the customer. All orders from Rochester Sports Autographs are top quality and shipped to your door with top authentication and money-back guarantee. And to make sure RSA knows that the Sports History Network sent you, we created a special link for you. All you have to do is head to shoprsa.com/SHN. Again, that's shoprsa.com/SHN. Head over there to get your piece of sports history today.
Football fans, we're bringing you your history headlines right here on the Pigskin Dispatch Daily History Podcast. Today's episode, we are going to talk a couple times about OJ, talk about Pappy Waldorf, the great legend, a Patriots streak, and a first by Art Shell. Coming up in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes from PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the podcast that's presented by Pigskin Dispatch. We are going to go over the football history headlines for the football day, October 3rd. Let's go right at it. October 3rd, 1920, it's the first official game between two American Professional Football Association teams, the APFA that later became the NFL, as the Columbus Panhandles play the Dayton Triangles in Triangle Park, Dayton, Ohio. The Triangles triumphed with a 14-0 win, with all the points being scored in the second half. Also, that same day, the Rock Island Independents put 21 points up against Muncie to score possibly the first points in NFL history, as the game started a little bit later on Central Time, but may have been scored before the 0-0 halftime score of Dayton versus Columbus earlier. Interesting, we don't know what time this game started, but it's been supposed that that may be the case. Then we go almost a half a century later, over a half a century, we go to October 3rd, 1989, and Art Shell becomes the Oakland Raiders' new head coach after being promoted through the organization for which he once played. The new position for the 42-year-old makes him become the very first African-American to be a head coach in the NFL. October 3rd, 1995, retired NFL running back O.J. Simpson is found not guilty of murdering his wife Nicole and friend Ronald Goldman. Then we go to 2004 on October 3rd, the New England Patriots win their 18th consecutive NFL, spanned over two seasons, games. The Patriots tripped up the Buffalo Bills 31-17 on Tom Brady's 298 yards passing and two touchdowns. Then 2008, October 3rd, we go to OJ again. 13 years to the day he was found not guilty of the murder I mentioned earlier, the former NFL running back OJ Simpson is found guilty of unrelated charges of kidnapping and armed robbery in a whole different decade. We hope right now, while you're taking this little break from our football history, that you'll hit the subscribe button on this podcast player, and also that you'll email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And now a couple words from one of my buddies at the sportshistorynetwork.com.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
Now we have that special time when we go over the birthdays of Hall of Famers and legends. And today our legend is a Hall of Famer, but he's a coach from the College Football Hall of Fame. And his birthday was on October 3rd, 1902. Lynn Pappy Waldorf was a coach that turned programs around and made them winners. The National Football Foundation shares his story with us and explains that Pappy started his coaching vocation at Oklahoma City, who prior to his arrival had only won one game in three seasons. Year one with Coach Waldorf, and the team had five W's. After year two, they notched up another eight wins. In 1928, he spent time as an assistant at Kansas, and then the next season, took the reins once more and coached Oklahoma State, who in 1928 sported a dismal 1-7. In 1929, through the 1935 campaigns with Pappy at the helm, and then later some other of his disciples, the team was 34 wins, 10 losses, and 7 ties, and had won all four Missouri Conference championships while Pappy was there, never losing to rival Oklahoma, I might add. 1934 season was a year on the move again for Coach Waldorf as he took over Kansas State University's program that had never won a championship. That same year, Pappy guided them to a Big Six title. The 1935 season, he went to Northwestern, and they sported a record of 4-3-1, but one of the wins was over a very talented Notre Dame team, and earned Pappy Waldorf the Coach of the Year award, the very first time the honor was ever handed out. The next season, the Wildcats won the Big Ten Conference. He left Northwestern after 12 brilliant seasons to the West Coast to coach at California University. Cal had never seen a winning season in 8 years, but again, in year one of Pappy on the job, they were 9-1 and the Pacific Coast Conference champs. That man had a knack for picking up programs, and the National Football Foundation recognized it and placed Pappy Waldorf into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1966. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, this is Joe Ziemba, the host of When Football Was Football, here on the Sports History Network. I'm very pleased to announce that I will be partnering with the Sports History Network to give away two copies of my latest book called Bears vs. Cardinals, the NFL's Oldest Rivalry. To enter, just head over to the following link, sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. We hope you'll enjoy the numerous stories in the book, which is largely based on the newly released Dutch Sternemann collection at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Dutch was the co-owner of the early Chicago Bears with George Halas and kept correspondence, financial records, and scouting reports, which now allow us to peek into the management of an NFL club during the first few years of the league's existence. Along the way, we'll meet unusual gridiron characters from years gone by, including a quarterback who could throw the ball farther behind his back than he could throwing it forward, a Bears lineman who was such a good tavern fighter that he decided to enter the boxing universe, and a Cardinals halfback who gave up the NFL rushing title by deciding to not show up for his team's final game of the season. And can we forget the time the Al Capone mob interrupted a Bears-Cardinals game? The new book was fun to research, and I hope you'll enter our free contest today. Once the winners are selected, we'll be in touch regarding shipping as well as to inscribe the book personally for you. This might make a perfect gift for Mother's or Father's Day, or simply add it to your own personal collection. Once again, enter by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Thank you and good luck.